finally, we need to remind ourselves that despite its discrediting after World War II, the pseudoscience of eugenics is far from dead. One might note that it continues to reappear, sometimes in negative and sometimes in wistful, almost eschatological, hopeful terms in modern literature, sometimes in the science fiction genre. I should mention that the author David Brin, in his Uplift series, which was a very well-received and popular science fiction, first a trilogy and then a series of further books, as seems to so often happen with popular literature in our day, strongly emphasizes the value of eugenics and its essential nature if the human race is to both survive, develop, and interact with other races that it might encounter. There are other attempts in literature to portray the dangers of the hubris of claiming that one knows how the race should be improved, but it remains a constant theme despite its discrediting, and I might mention that Brin is himself a scientist. And so I think the reality is that the eugenics mentality is by no means dead, is by no means gone. It remains present. It's just that it's those who would espouse it and those who would practice it recognize that it is not politically correct to speak about it openly at present, except under the veil of fiction or in new and rather hidden guises. But as we'll see, it remains a very active force in practice, even if the theory is not mentioned for fear of an individual being labeled racist. We've already noticed, and we should remind ourselves again, that there are specific warnings from the Catholic Magisterium about this eugenics mentality. The Magisterium is very much aware that this is by no means a dead issue, that it is lurking beneath the surface, and will reassert itself quite regularly. Back in 1987, in Donum Vitae, there was a rather general statement that I've highlighted in yellow, new technological possibilities which have opened up the field of biomedicine could lead to unforeseeable and damaging consequences for civil society. This is a reminder to us that eugenics today does not need to be practiced through the nasty, politically incorrect methods of forcible sterilization or subtle encouragement of couples to have children. It can be accomplished through in vitro fertilization and the determination of which genetic characteristics, insofar as one can identify them, are desirable to the parents. It's possible to choose what genetic characteristics one wishes one's offspring to have. So this was a very prophetic statement on the part of the Magisterium, and it concludes, as I've highlighted, eugenism or the eugenic mentality and forms of discrimination between human beings could come to be legitimate. They are certainly legally permissible throughout the United States at present in the practice of in vitro fertilization and its and the application of choice offered to parents of the kind of offspring they wish. The conclusion is this would constitute an act of violence and a serious offense to the equality, dignity, and fundamental rights of the human person. Well, more recently, Dignitas Personae, as we've seen in 2008, specifically highlighted the problem of gene therapy and talked about what this could mean. In theory, if you're simply trying to correct a defect, there's no problem with taking someone with a DNA strand that codes for an enzyme that causes them to have a particular disease. If you can find a way of correcting that enzyme in their DNA strand, that would be a wonderful thing, and the church would be perfectly happy about it. However, the difficulty is that it's not presently possible to act in such a way as to avoid the possible harm that could result to one's offspring. So in theory, there's nothing wrong with genetic therapy to literally repair an illness, but there's a warning in number 27 that these kinds of eugenics could, and in fact do, promote a eugenic mentality, introduce an indirect social stigma with regard to people who lack certain qualities while privileging qualities that happen to be appreciated by a certain culture or society. Such qualities, and this is a very beautiful small, lapidary gem-like summary, such qualities do not constitute what is specifically human. One wonders, I've highlighted a little further, who would be able to establish which modifications are to be held positive and which not? Certain emotional characteristics, if they were determined to be genetically detectable, might be selected out, but what if these characteristics are linked to certain kinds of capacities and we don't realize or appreciate the interlinkage? There is a terrible hubris, a terrible arrogance involved in imagining that selecting certain characteristics is something that we can do easily and carefully and in such a way as to actually improve the individual, as we've mentioned before. And finally, the bottom statement here that I've highlighted, finally, it must also be noted that in the attempt to create a new type of human being, one can recognize an ideological element in which man tries to take the place of his creator. Again, very prophetic, very clear warnings, and I'm sure they are not the last that we will see from the Magisterium as various techniques of not just genetic modification, but a genetic prenatal diagnosis become simpler to use and more widespread. Then in number two, I've taken an article from the Zenit News Agency from 2003 that describes the practice of eugenics, or at least the methods of eugenics, in the form of forced sterilizations. And the first part of the article is a reminder of the presence of these activities in the United States. There's a statement about Sacramento and what happened in California. The same, a little later on in the same article, there's mention of the fact that such things also occurred in Oregon, and the governor of Oregon made particular statements, and that's certainly not the end. North Carolina is still involved in an explanation of and an attempt to work out what they're going to do in terms of reparation to individuals who were forcibly sterilized, many of whom are still living and have now been able to challenge these clearly problematic laws. The article, and this is the section labeled Still a Threat, reminds us that outside the United States, such practices as forced sterilization still continue. There was a description of gypsy women in eastern Slovakia. The fact that illiterate people are asked to sign forms which result in their involuntary sterilization simply because they are gypsies. Again, a practice that was done to the gypsies or Romani during World War II by the German National Socialists. And you drop down a little further, a text highlighted in white with red text. The Washington Times reported that an organization which calls itself Children Requiring a Caring Community, community spelled with a K so that it can identify itself as CRAC as an acronym, pays people $200 in exchange for sterilization or long-term birth control, presumably the use of injectables or implantable contraceptive agents. And their conclusion is it's better for a child not to be born than to suffer the physical and psychological damage inherited from addicted parents. So an effort to identify people with drug addiction and pay them money to be sterilized. One can imagine the outrage that this has raised in certain quarters, but the approbation that it's acquired in others. A reminder in the next section, highlighted and described as Certified to Marry, that in China, there is a legal obligation for couples to use long-term contraceptives for eugenic purposes. The couples have to undergo a series of medical tests, inquiries about hereditary illness, learning disorders, and psychiatric problems. Again, remember, this is what Nietzsche was suggesting and encouraging in Also Sprache Zarathustra, and then also in especially in his Will to Power. Couples who meet the grade receive a certificate of health for marriage. But in other cases, it says that about 1% to 10% of people are told that marriage has to be postponed pending some sort of treatment or counseling. And certain individuals must agree to permanent contraception in order to receive a marriage certificate. And In that year, this article points out that in London there was a description of a physician who performed an abortion on a woman 6 months pregnant because her child had a hair lip, a defect in the upper lip and maxilla, the upper portion of the jaw. There are also instances where people have had abortions for a child with abnormalities of its feet, club feet. And again, these are not abnormalities that affect the child's intelligence or anything other than that. And this is not uncommon, unfortunately. And again, a reminder that although eugenics may not be enforced, although it is, as we've seen in certain countries, although eugenics may not be enforced, couples can decide on their own criteria now and begin to select for what they regard as the appropriate characteristics. And then finally, an article from February of this year, of 2012, in which a retired Massachusetts judge defends her decision to order a mentally ill woman to have an abortion and be sterilized against her wishes. And this same judge, astonishingly, was horrified, upset, and regarded herself as being blacklisted because Boston University rescinded a job offer after the controversy erupted. Again, here we have a case of someone who is effectively engaging illegally in the same kinds of practices that were widespread in the United States during the 1920s and 30s, evidently regarding this as an appropriate thing to do, and representing or reminding us of the fact that eugenics is by no means dead, that all it takes is a short time for people to forget, and it will rear its head again. The methods will be the same or more sophisticated and advanced as modern technology permits, but the underlying motivation, imagining that one has the ability to create a better kind of human being or to prevent the birth of human beings one does not like or that one regards as unfit, will remain a perennial specter, will remain a constant factor, and will simply reappear when it is possible for it to do so.